A new numbers out show that U.S. automakers are seeing car sales fall for the first time since the financial crisis. About 17 million vehicles were sold in 2017. That's about 1.8% less than 2016. But industry leaders are optimistic about 2018. Let's check in with Emily Glazer of The Wall Street Journal. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Robin.
And we have heard recently of some strong points in the auto market, strong spending power with a rising stock market. Today, the Dow hit 25,000 points for the first time. So what does the drop in sales mean?
You know, it's a bit of a double-edged sword, Robin. As my colleagues Mike Kolias and Adrian Roberts reported, even though sales fell 1.8% in 2017 since demand declined, the auto sales still topped the 17 million mark for three consecutive years. And buyers did take advantage of low gas prices and low interest rates for good financing deals, though that might not last for too long.
Yeah, but why now? I mean, why are people just not buying? Yes, they're still buying in big numbers, but there's a little bit of a drop. Is it because people are holding on to older cars or?
It's a good question. You know, they're still buying, but there's demand that's fading. And there's also less interest in sedans and compact cars, and that's lower margin.
Yeah. So what impact will this have on production?
You know, it's interesting. Looking forward, especially with rising interest rates and, like we mentioned, less demand and a potential decline in the value of used cars, that could pressure sales. And that means that car makers would likely scale back production even more and ratchet up discounts and rebates, which could be good for buyers. By one measure, we saw that sales are expected to slip to 16.9 million vehicles in 2018.
Well, but are they maybe buying, you know, more SUVs, more trucks, and this is more profitable? Is it made up in some other way?
Exactly. So pickups, SUVs, that's definitely seeing more demand. And that is a trend that delivers higher margins to Detroit and, you know, foreign rivals. But more broadly, when we're looking at what the car executives are saying, they're still optimistic. We've seen them say they're bullish on 2018. Sales should be, quote, healthy. And they're thinking, you know, broadly, that overall employment gains will lead to wage growth. And that, alongside federal tax cuts and the robust stock market, you mentioned the 25,000 hit today, could mean more spending power. And for many, that means new wheels.
Well, that's what a lot of people are crossing fingers for. Look, Emily, we got about a minute before we let you go. There's another market story we want to talk about. It's actually at the market. The Wall Street Journal reporting on rotisserie chickens. We've all been talking about how all these stores now are selling these fully cooked chickens. And apparently, grocery stores using them to draw in customers for other products.
Absolutely. Who hasn't bought a rotisserie chicken for dinner
at some
point?
Right.
Exactly. You know, it's been big since the 90s with Boston Market when it was rolling those out. And it's, the prices are pretty low. It's in the $5 to $7 range typically. And so grocery store executives are working to cut supply chain costs by cooking chickens more efficiently and throwing fewer of them away unsold so they can keep that price range. It's interesting because they're also adjusting their marketing strategy. So these chickens stand out. And that may literally mean that chicken warmers are in the checkout aisles near where gum and candy traditionally
is. Them. Well, people,
exactly.
I just want to say they are marinated in butter, these chickens that they're selling, the rotisserie chickens. And Americans bought 625 million of them last year. Emily Glazer of The Wall Street Journal. We now know what they're trying to do with us. Thank you.
No joke.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.